Thank you. Please, no shilling, please. I have to lift now to lay an egg. Well, we celebrated I'm an American Day Sunday at the Hollywood Bowl. It was really crowded. It was so jammed coming in the gate, some guy picked his own pocket 3 times. Anyway, I broke even. And and the bowl was filled with loyal Californians, not a raincoat in the place. The loyal Californian, that's the guy who watches his house float down Laurel Canyon, then says, I wish Sidney Greenstreet would stop swimming in the reservoir. And I really love America. Where else in the world could I have graduated from college when I was 22, worked in vaudeville for 10 years, in musical comedies for 10 years, then 8 years for Paramount, and still be 29? Yes, sir, this country is really the land of opportunity. Just look at Sinatra and Crosby. Where else could a piece of spaghetti and a meatball both wind up with so much gravy? Sinatra anywhere else in the world. But it's wonderful how the country is saving bread. This morning my electric toaster just popped the bread out long enough for one bite and snapped it back in again. The bread shortage is getting bad in Hollywood. In fact, I passed Nelson Eddy's house today and he was singing Shortening Crumb. To one of Andy Camp's bakeries today, and after standing in line for 2 hours, I turned to the guy behind me and said, it's awful, isn't it? He said, what are you yelling about? I'm Van and DeCamp, there's 3 people behind me. That's a local bakery out here, Mason. I tried whipping up a loaf of bread myself this morning, but I guess I put in too much yeast. I gave a slice to Crosby and it evened him up. Now he's got lead in front, too. Sent over a loaf of bread that she had baked, and she called it Rosy-Utopia bread, something soft in the middle and heels on each side. I thought more people saw the picture than that. And I didn't have any chocolate, so I made the icing on my bread out of Ovaltine. It worked fine, except when I took the cake out of the oven, it was snoring. Don't let that give you any ideas. And while I was baking, I put on a white cap and an apron, and just then the doorbell rang. If the Fuller Brush Man from North Hollywood is listening in tonight, call at my office and I'll give him back his ring and nylon.
I find that day. gentlemen, we have a message to deliver to someone out there on the airwaves. This is from Daisy May.
Little Abner, don't marry that girl, even though she's nice as she can be. When you don't say nothing ever, will she make believe you're clever? Like, for instance, me. Little Abner, don't marry that girl, even though you have that license. Would she put up with your yawning and not hate you in the morning? Like, for instance, me. Why take a chance on a new love? Send to your gal you don't know. Come back to me and your true love, and the folks who miss you so. Little Abner, don't marry the girl. Don't make my love for you a mockery. Though it sounds like foolish hokum, there's just one girl raised to yokum, and that girl is me.
Here's that. That was Skinny Ennis, ladies and gentlemen, the man who plays the part of the railing in the spiral staircase. Singing Don't Marry That Gal, dedicated to Tommy Manville and inspired... and it, save it, and inspired by the comic strip Little Abner. Daisy May will love that skin. Yeah, I hope Ab is listening. Hey, do you like the comic strip?
Yeah, boy. The things those characters can do with bubblegum.
Bubblegum? Skinny, that's the reading. Are you kidding?
Isn't that awful?
Bubblegum. Oh, you're kidding. Good old Skin. With him, it isn't the postman. It's Pierce Brothers who ring twice.
Well, look who's here. Wow.
You're looking lovely tonight, Frances. How was your trip to Chicago for the I'm an American rally?
Wonderful, Bob.
Hey, well, while you were in Chicago, did you see our sponsors?
Well, yes, I did, Bob. He gave me a message to deliver to you, but my lips are chapped.
He couldn't mean... Yes.
Say, Bob, you were master of ceremonies of the I'm an American Day here at Hollywood Bowl, weren't you?
That's right, Frances, and it was really wonderful. Well, I got as much applause as if I'd been Lana Turner.
I know, Bob, but weren't you chilly in that white bathing suit?
Well, my blonde wig kept me warm.
It must have been quite...
My blonde wig kept me warm. That's all right. Just wanted to see if you left. That's all right.
It must have been quite a spectacle. How was the crowd at the bowl, Bob?
Oh, great, Frances. They were eating right out of my hand.
Oh, Lassie was there, too.
I'll ignore that, but I love America, the land of the free and the home of those lucky enough to find one. Thank you, too. Thank you.
You know, Bob, we sure owe a lot to the men that first settled this country. They really had the spirit of adventure.
Yeah, they certainly did. Columbus, the first to sail the ocean. Daniel Boone, the first to fight the Indians. And John Smith, the first to register in a hotel. It is my pleasure to introduce a young man who is famous wherever swing is swung and wherever jukebox is juke. I can't tell you the song hits he's written because this is only a half-hour program, but here he is, Mr. Scat himself, the one-man hit parade, Johnny Mercer, right here.
Thanks, Bob, and thanks all you cats.
So, Johnny, pull up a cement mixer and rest your putty-putty.
That was a nice introduction, Bob. You can say such nice things, how can I repay you?
Well, you know the expression, I scratched your back, you scratched mine.
Okay, but DBT is but quicker.
Well, how you feeling, Johnny?
Man, I'm sickly solid and mellow rooney, Jackson. I'm Max Bout and Groove O'Leary on the bounce of roots. Do you dig me?
Dig you? I can't even lift a shovel.
Well,
tell
me, have you written any new song hits? I haven't had my radio on since noon, John. How's you doing anyway? Tell us, John, how many songs have you written anyway?
Oh, about 500. Gee, you've been through more bars than Ray Milland.
You wrote Jamboree Jones, didn't you?
Well, I can only take credit for the lyrics on that song, Bob.
Yeah, well, who gets credit for the tune?
The cat that I slammed the door on. Yes, sir.
Well, John, I hear you're just in from Broadway. What were you doing back east?
Well, I engaged in the multifarious activities related to
it's
the...
It's supposed to sound like you're just saying it. You know what I mean?
I engaged in the
just let it pour out, John. That's all right.
I engaged in the multifarious activities related to the creation of the dissemination of
mellifluous sound. We were going to get Joe Frisco, but he can't write songs, you know.
What was that last word? I said the creation and dissemination of mellifluous sound.
And they cut me off last week when I said Wise Carver. How do you like it? Hey, they tell me you and Harold Arlen have a lot of hits in a Broadway musical.
Thanks, Bob. The show's called St. Louis Woman.
I didn't ask you the name. But it's a good plug anyway. What's St. Louis Woman about, John?
It's about a woman in St. Louis.
Isn't that tricky? Gee, you've really got your finger in a lot of pies, Johnny. How's that recording company of yours coming?
Oh, on? Just fine, Bob. And by the way, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for letting Capitol publish the Bob Hope album of monologues from Service Camp Shoes, Flora. Yeah. Soon to be on sale at all music stores at reasonable rates with a special introductory offer with each purchase.
Oh, John, please, you didn't have to say that.
You mean we wasted all that time at rehearsal? Really wasted some, too, didn't we? But seriously, Bob, they're really great. We made recordings of all your shows at military camps during the war, and we're putting them out as the Bob Hope I Never Left Home album.
Oh, that's great, John. But one thing bothers me. How come you didn't put my picture on the front of the album?
Well, there was a reason for that, Bob.
A reason?
Yeah, well, that nose of yours, we thought the people would think we were giving away free needles.
How well you read the dirty lines. Well, I don't care. It comes in handy when I'm dialing the phone in a hurry anyway. Well, thanks for dropping in, Johnny, and I hope you sell a lot of the albums. I really think those recordings of our shows during the war are going to do a lot of good.
They sure will, Bob. I've listened to them, and I can't think of a better argument for trying to hang on to the piece.
Thank you, Johnny Mercer. Stick around. We're going to talk about your hometown. Thank you. Fast is singing another. She's going to sing at the police show at the Shrine Auditorium. When is it? 29, 30th, and 31st? Let me get rid of that ticket.
Thank you.
cuddle down from all the brushed away. That's how I come to be in the state of I am. I met a gal in Iowa. Her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was. She said, Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap a horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue.
To get down to see your home there.
Well, let's go, man. Let's go. What do you think we got a sound man for? Well, Bob, here we are in Savannah, GA, at my plantation.
You think the Constellation is jealous? So this is Savannah.
Yep, the deep tooth where I spent my youth and cut my first eye tooth.
That's enough. You can write your songs on your own time, if you don't mind.
This is a real Southern plantation, Bob.
How's that, John?
Well, look out front. Senator Claghorn's cutting the lawn.
That is. And it looks like mighty nice country, John.
Sure is, Bob. It's mint julep land. You know what a mint julep is?
Of course. That's a 7-Up where you keep going up. Hey, John. Is that a real haystack over there?
Oh, I should have known there wasn't any truth to those billboards.
Get those rock plantation managers. Whoa! 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 You all?
Used to belong song to Stonewall Jackson.
On this cotton plantation?
That's right, Hope. J. Peachtree Colonna, old Southern Colonel, mint julep guzzler, an all-around jolly good fellow. Also, Yankees drugs, loud, loud, while you wait.
Well, well, Colonna, see, so you're an overseer.
No, I wasn't even drafted.
Colonna, you got cotton on your brain.
Yes, government won't let us build warehouses.
Well, is this a big plantation, Colonna?
Well, I've got 2,000 men working for me.
Yeah, well, Colonna, what about girls? I said, what about girls?
Yeah, your father still hasn't told you? Well, here's a particularly interesting patch of cotton, Hope.
It's like... Well, Colonna, why is the cotton making that funny noise?
Use it for cannon towel.
Colonna, just close in. Tell me, can an imbecile lead a happy life?
I certainly hope. Try not to brood so much. So here comes the automatic cotton picker, Hope. It sucks in all the cotton from 100 yards around.
Sucks in all the cotton from 100 yards around.
Yes.
Well, I'll buy you a new suit. Come on in the house. Would you like a little southern hospitality?
Sure would. Blonde or brunette?
Hello. Is anybody home?
Is that you, old job?
No, there's two of us. I want... two of us, I say. I want you to meet my sisters, Bob. Bob, this is Sudie Bell, the flower of the south. And this is the Fancy Bell.
Well, pardon, Mr. Holmes, mm-hmm. Honey, sugar lamb. Sit down here beside me, sweet boy, honey doll.
Well, Johnny, does he always talk like this? No, Bob, after he knows you better, he may get to like you.
Gee, I'd like to go out with someone tonight.
Well, I'd like to go out with someone tonight, too. I guess we're in the same mood.
Yes, too bad we're on in the same generation.
Well, I'm not so old. Why, just a few years ago, I was crawling.
How wonderful. Can you do it now?
You want me to crawl now?
Yes, I'd love to hear your tail rattle.
Hey, Bob, look. Here comes my father. Hey, Pa, I brought a home a Yankee for dinner.
Good, son. Hope he's tender.
Well, how are things going on the plantation, Pa?
Son, we got trouble. Somebody's stealing all the cotton around the place. Somebody's stealing all the cotton around the place.
Yes, sir.
Is it bad, Pa? Is it bad? This morning I woke up, my starch was gone. This thief comes around every night.
Hey, I have an idea. Tonight we'll hide behind a tree and find out who the culprit is.
Gee, that sounds exciting. We'll all go with you.
I hear somebody coming. It's Colonna. He's walking through the field.
My father's on the other side. I'll give the signal and we'll close in on him.
There must be an hour drug store around here.
Look, the loan is going that way.
I wonder if I should signal when I turn left.
My, but it's dark here in the woods. Oh, somebody kissed me behind the ear.
And someone kissed me behind the ear.
And someone kissed me behind the ear. Dad, I wondered how I got the chewing gum in my mustache. Colonna, stick them up. We got you covered.
Stick them up? Got me covered?
Dad, well, listen, I'm just standing here peaceably waiting for the mailman. I'm expecting a letter.
You're expecting a letter? Cologne, it's midnight.
Actually, it's a night letter.
Professor, why have you been coming out here every night and stealing my cotton?
Money. I had $100,000 last month, but I spent it all.
Cologne, how could you spend $100,000 so fast?
Well, didn't find out till too late that the wristwatch was glued to the bottom of the iron claw machine.
Well, Cologne, you better give yourself up. We got you surrounded, and you haven't got a chance.
You mean you haven't got a chance? I'm armed with 3 Tommy guns and 6 cases of hand grenades.
Yeah, well, we got 6 bazookas, 3 flamethrowers, and a medium tank. We'll see who comes out on top. We're letting you have it.
War surface problem, doesn't it?